This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He's here live from Minnesota. Very much appreciated after a day of travel out to the River Islands guest line. Time for Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort. And the same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. And brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. We appreciate your time on a night like tonight. Game last night, travel today. We totally get it. I wonder what your initial reaction is to, you know, you said game two, you guys were kind of gathering information on building a new plan and what may work. Now you've tried to put that plan out there. What have you kind of learned from games three and four? And is that plan still evolving?
Well, the plan always continues to evolve, and you have to change some things as you go. I mean, you know, the Houston series was a great example of that. You just, you keep plugging away, and things kind of morph, you have to adapt, and hopefully you get to a point where you can do what we did against Houston, which was eventually wear them down. So obviously we're in a tough spot now, being down 3-1, but we feel very strongly that we can come out and get a win tomorrow, and all it takes is one win, and the momentum of the series shifts.
What are some of the bright spots you look at from last night? And, you know, we've kind of been dwelling on the 17-0 run you gave up in the third, but when you look at things to build on from last night, what do you cite?
Well, I love the pace from Draymond. You know, I thought he really did a good job of pushing the ball, made or missed. And we had a lot of good possessions because Draymond pushed the ball and we were able to get into things before they set up their defense. They made a lot of shots. I mean, I give Minnesota a ton of credit. They made some tough shots, some fadeaway threes, at the end of the shot clock, some very difficult shots that allowed them to either keep us at bay or even, push ahead in the third quarter. So, but we've got to make them miss too. And I think our defense got disconnected there in the third quarter. And, so we see everything on tape. We feel like we can clean some things up. I don't think it's a massive game plan change. I can tell you that. It's a matter of us going out and just playing better.
Steve, there's no way around, back-to-back home losses for the fans and everyone involved, yourself included, of course, very, very deflating. How would you describe the mood of the team in the locker room last night and on the plane today?
Defiant, I mean, this is a proud group, and it's a 7-game series for a reason. So, there's a lot of basketball to be played. So we're excited about tomorrow.
When you look at the pace, it seemed like, pushing the pace was good in the first half and then kind of got away from it. Is that strategically something that you think that can give you an edge against a younger, more athletic Minnesota team?
We have to push the ball. I mean, just given, where we are, roster wise without Steph, some of the lineups we're putting out there, we have to push the ball to create tempo and flatten the defense out and be able to attack early in the shot clock rather than late. So, yeah, that's definitely part of the plan.
Steve Kerr with us, Willard and Dibbs, as he is every week on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we know an update is coming tomorrow, but sort of curious what the process is for Steph Curry. Like, what is he doing with you guys and on the side as he continues to work his way through this?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the point of the update. So I appreciate you asking the question, but I'll just hold off until the update tomorrow.
So nothing, you can't share anything specifically about like a ramp up, because normally there's a process to it of individual work and then 2-on-2. Is the timeline somewhat accelerated knowing that the end of the season could be near?
It doesn't work that way. You don't rush these health decisions. And so Rick has been with Steph every single day, and they're rehabbing and working together, and they're just plugging away. So tomorrow we'll have the update. I gave you as much as I could.
I appreciate it.
Totally,
Steve, any time we should look for the update. Does 8:30 work for you?
I wonder this, Coach, with regard to just the idea of losing a star. We watch Boston now, unfortunately, go through this yesterday as well. You get it. The fans are emotional. They want everybody to just go out there and not miss a beat. Like, how prepared is an NBA team to lose a star?
Well, every case is different, of course. Every player is different, and every roster is different. So it's never an easy thing. I mean, there's a reason these guys make $40 million a year. They're the only people on earth who can do what they do. And so it's very difficult, to lose star players in the playoffs. But that doesn't mean you can't win, and we've proven that over the years. Steph's missed a lot of playoff games over the years, and granted, we've had we've had teams that were maybe deeper or younger or whatever, but we know the formula. You have to defend, you got to be really sharp, the margin for error is slim, and so you can't make mental errors. You've got to compete for 48, and that's the plan.
Not having Steph, does it change your approach offensively to where you don't look for as many threes and you become more of a two-oriented offense?
Well, we'd love to shoot a million threes, but it's just not easy to do that, without Steph. Steph is our main shot creator, just in terms of breaking the defense down, coming off pick and roll, generating rotations from the defense, and that's the whole key. And if you want to get threes, you got to do it in transition. You got to, break teams down, force a rotation, move the ball. And it's obviously much more difficult to do that without Steph. So we're probably not going to get as many threes without him, but we also feel like we can play a lot better than we did yesterday and generate more looks.
Coach, you mentioned about how the plan is always evolving every game. Can you take the fans through the process of how you're looking at Jonathan Kuminga, considering how well offensively he's played in this series? Was there any thought to, moving up his entrance in the second half or anything like that?
Well, we did. We put him in, I think I took a timeout just under 9 minutes, and I didn't like what I was seeing, to start the third. So I took a timeout and got him right in. And, unfortunately, that group didn't do great. It was a lineup we'd never played before. It was, I think, Draymond, Trace, Jimmy, and JK. So obviously not a traditional spacing lineup, but it was our most athletic, biggest lineup, and we thought maybe we could get some stops because they were starting to dice us up there early in the third. And so it unfortunately didn't go well, but that doesn't mean we won't do something similar tomorrow in terms of, you know, changing the rotation or getting Jonathan in earlier or something like that.
Does his offensive skill set really have much more of a positive impact when he's more center in the offense, meaning, you know, stuff is run through him and he has more of a chance to have the ball and attack as opposed to playing off the ball?
Yeah, for sure. He's best when he has the ball in his hands, for sure.
Coach, I wonder about all just the role of all of these players. Like, can you put into words how different everybody's role is when Steph is not there?
Well, it just makes everything a little bit more difficult because of what we were just talking about, the rotations that are not being generated defensively for Minnesota. It means there's just going to be more possessions where you have to beat someone one-on-one. And that's kind of the game. That's the NBA game. And you take anybody's best player away, their main shot creator, and the exact same circumstances are going to happen. And then it's up to the players to really execute and to the staff to figure out lineup combinations to generate the best looks offensively.
Coach, I also, just watching him play last night on the other side of the ball there, Anthony Edwards, I was reminded, and we talked to you about it once before, the conversation that was caught on Court of Gold with you and Anthony Edwards, and it felt to me like you were almost insinuating to him at that time, like you have the ability to maybe be the best player in the NBA at some point. What are you watching with his evolution at age 23? Because he looked at times unstoppable last night.
Yeah, I mean, he's an electric athlete. He's unbelievably confident and skilled, and he's really kind of I think had a natural progression to this stardom where he is right now. I mean, he's been really good now the last few years, but he's now entering that, you know, that top 10 level of player. And this is where you really see it in the playoffs, you know, when the stakes are the highest and the defense is the toughest. When you see guys able to break down defenses in this setting, you know, they're the best players in the league, and that's where Ant is right now. He's become that guy.
And the other side of it, unfortunately, is Brandon Podziemski, 4 for his last 24. And you talked earlier in the year about a crisis of confidence. Where is he right now after the last couple of games in terms of, you know, having the faith in his shot?
Well, the confidence in the shot is right now is not there. But let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player, and every game, you look at the plus minus at the end of the game, and he's at or near the top for our team. So he does so many other things besides shoot that are crucial for us. He's still going to be out there. That's why I'm still playing him as much as I am, despite his shooting struggles. He's a crucial player for us, and these are great experiences for him, you know, to go through and to learn from. I'm confident in his ability to get past this shooting funk and have a big game tomorrow, because he's got a lot of confidence in himself.
Steve, I wonder if you'd expand on that, because I know you get it. Fans, we're sitting there watching on TV, and there's only so many things, the intricacies of the game that we see. And so our listeners, our callers today, there's a lot of frustration around Brandon Podziemski, and people are wondering why his minutes don't go down. Can you speak a little further to some of the specifics that he does that for you keep him in the game?
He reads the game. He handles the ball. He passes. He's a great rebounder. He sees things defensively, so he's always in the right spot. The game just connects when he's out there. It just makes a lot of sense for the rest of the group. And that doesn't mean he's perfect, but he does a lot of things that just make the game make sense. And not every player does that, frankly. So Brandon, despite his shooting struggles, continues to connect lineups and make good basketball plays. And that those are the things that help you win.
Yeah, 4 steals last night as well. And, you know, as you look at the box score and you watch the game. One thing that stands out to me, Coach, is Jimmy Butler, just 9 shots last night. It looked like he might be a little tired. I don't know if he was under the weather. Could it be that all of these heavy minutes and, you know, game after game after game, is it starting to catch up to Jimmy?
Well, he was under the weather last night. He really was not feeling well, and I think that definitely impacted him. But I think it was good that the fact that he only played 34 minutes. He's been up over 40 several times in the postseason, and last night obviously the game didn't go our way, but nobody got overloaded, and I think everybody will be ready to go tomorrow. And I know who Jimmy is. Everyone knows who Jimmy is. He's one of the great playoff performers, and I expect him to have a big game tomorrow.
Coach, I'm not going to lie to you. It must be the emotions of the playoffs, but this challenge system that the NBA has got right now, I'm finding very, very frustrating. And I wonder, specifically the idea that basically if you challenge one time and then other people decide that you're wrong, then that's it. You have no recourse anymore the rest of the game. How do you feel about that? And secondly, how does it affect the way you decide whether or not you're going to challenge something?
Well, I'm not a fan of replay, as you guys know. I would eliminate all replay other than buzzer beaters at the end of each quarter, to see if a guy got a shot off in time. But I just think almost every call in basketball is subjective. And so, in our quest to get everything right, we've got all these replays, all these challenge systems, and then there's these unintended consequences from that. So to me, it just opens up a can of worms. I'm just not a huge fan, but it is what it is. And so we've had to, kind of think about the best uses of the challenges, when to use them, when not to. It's not an exact science for sure, but you try to hang on to them for when you really need them. And for an example would be Game 3, Draymond's fourth foul. Sure felt like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Charge, yeah. But those block charge calls, you just never know. They're subjective. And so if it goes your way, great. And if not, you have to take that chance.
Yeah, and we stand behind you, Steve, in the challenge. I was twirling my finger at home, and I mean, that to me was a no-brainer. And then the cockamamie one on the other end where it's a foul on Randall, but then we look at the tape and it's like, ooh, Draymond had his arms on him. That's Draymond. Right. That's got to be 5, and you can't challenge it because you're out of challenges.
Well, I think that one was their challenge, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct,
right?
Yep.
They called the foul originally on Randall, and then the Wolves challenged it and won. So, yeah, I mean, replay is what it is. I mean, I think officiating a basketball game is one of the most difficult jobs in sports, and every call is subjective. Like I said, this is not tennis where the ball is either in or out, And I just I just think that it's a brutal job, and you know, we're trying to get everything right. The league's trying to get everything right, but it's impossible to do so because you know, that all these plays that we're talking about right now, you know, you might see it one way, I might see it another. And so it's the refs have the same issue, right? They all see it the way they see it.
Coach, the experience that you and Draymond have in these situations, obviously it's a long resume. But as he approaches danger area in technicals and flagrants, any conversation between the two of you recently about it?
Yeah, we've talked about it, and it's one of those things. Dre is he's such a passionate, emotional player, and that's what drives him. And he knows he's just got to walk the line. He can't cross it. And let's hope we can continue, this season and get out of this series and have to worry about that going into the next series. But it's something we have definitely discussed.
I thought he showed great restraint last night with a very tech-heavy crew traditionally, and he emerged unscathed. I wanted to ask you, Steve, about your closing lineup last night, which I don't know if you'd planned on closing with that five, but the plucky little five that went out there and almost made a game of it, what was that like from your vantage point?
They were awesome, weren't they? I mean, that was really fun to watch. They brought great energy. They turned Minnesota over. They made them keep their starters in. The ball moved. They played with pace. So that was fun. I think it's important. I don't ever discount those minutes. I think every minute counts. And those guys did a really good job of kind of setting a tone for tomorrow night.
Safe to say they start tomorrow, Steve?
Yep. Yep, they'll be in the starting five.
Lock it up. There it is. I'm going to tweet that immediately. It's breaking from the dibber. Thank you, Steve, for that little nuggy nug.
Oh, gosh. No, I will. I assume facing elimination, though, like, and again, I know you're not going to give us any specifics, but like when you face elimination, is there a little bit more of a shorten the bench kind of a game seven vibe that you take to the game?
Well, I mean, the last two games we've basically had an eight-man rotation. Three and four, we just went to Loon and Gary and JK off the bench, and that was it. So we can't shorten it much more than we've already shortened it.
All right, Coach. Well, here we go. We hope that this is not our last in-season conversation with you. And again, really appreciate on a day where there was a game last night and a plane flight, I'm sure everybody's tired. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us.
You got it. All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
There it goes. Steve Kerr live in Minnesota. Backs firmly up against the wall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.